Yeah. Well, the length one down here, at least for now, it's gotten kind of obnoxious. So, the ops are like getting, I don't know, the word is crassly fed up with it. It's almost getting a little bit CB-like, and that might be what changes their mind about, the connectivity. But they're working on it. I mean, they got a ways to go, and things of that nature. So, but yeah, it's kind of unclear, but nobody's really been nailed yet. So, as far as that goes, I did see one guy that made a YouTube video, and some YouTube videos are just crap, and other ones, there's some really smart people that do these, and this guy, he had made a comment. His take on it was never the intention for GMRS to be, this was, of course, his interpretation, to be ham light. It was always the intention to be an appliance-type device where you buy it, you get a license, and you use it, and that's it. You weren't supposed to be monkeying around with, things like that. Because, realistically, between wherever we go, 420, 430, 420 to, 460, or, it's not that high, 450, you can do anything you like as long as you don't, upset somebody in that area, and as long as you don't bounce outside that band. They never really had that, but this GMRS thing is very finite. So, we'll have to just see how it all shakes out. But yeah, they make repeaters that are really inexpensive, but from the sounds of it, you're probably going to want to get something with a little bit of horsepower, a little bit of height, and a little bit of a 100% duty cycle behind it.